Good Tuesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. We're kicking off this morning with a stat of the day via the Washington Post. The number of people receiving visas to move permanently to the United States is on pace to drop 12% in President Trump's first 2 years in office, according to an analysis of State Department data. There are also a slew of stories on the Supreme Court. Politico is reporting how Trump's list of conservative potential SCOTUS nominees helped him get elected, but now Democrats are using that same list against him. The Washington Post has a piece up on how Trump is interviewing potential Kennedy replacements, and he has spoken to at least four contenders. While ABC News is reporting that anti-abortion groups are trying to scuttle Brett Kavanaugh's bid. Here's what's on the president's mind this morning. He tweeted, "Crazy Maxine Waters, said by some to be one of the most corrupt people in politics, is rapidly becoming, together with Nancy Pelosi, the face of the Democrat Party. Her ranting and raving, even referring to herself as a wounded animal, will make people flee the Democrats." Leaving aside the invective, this is Trump trying to elevate Maxine Waters and lump all Democrats in with her. It's the same thing the GOP did with Nancy Pelosi, with much success, although that took millions of dollars and years attacking her. Waters also doesn't have anywhere close to the name ID Pelosi has. She's a relatively minor national figure, despite her recent celebrity. On the world stage, the New York Times is reporting that Trump has warned our NATO allies to spend more on defense. And the trade wars keep intensifying. Burgess Everett reports that Trump ally Finance Committee Chairman Orrin Hatch would like to kill Trump's tariffs, while Ben White and Megan Casella detail Trump's war with corporate America. Here's the latest in Maryland. The Post is reporting that the Capital Gazette alleged shooter mailed three threatening letters to Maryland courthouses and a law firm before Thursday's shooting. And the Baltimore Sun reports that the president declined a request to lower flags in memory of the Capital Gazette shooting victims. NBC News has a story on how Melania Trump has been paid thousands of dollars for photos by news media outlets, and that the unusual deal also requires the photos to be used in positive stories only. James Arkin is in Prescott, Arizona for us with a look at the fight between Martha McSally and conservative firebrand Kelly Ward as Republicans struggle to hang on to Jeff Flake's seat. While Alana Shore is in New York and details how Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is taking heat after canceling a town hall last night. Schumer bowed out, citing an equipment problem on his small plane that kept him grounded upstate, she writes. Ted Hessen and Dan Diamond report on the real struggle Trump officials are having in reuniting migrant families despite a court deadline. The two spoke with dozens of sources and found that the federal agencies don't have the resources or procedures to help thousands of children detained at the border. In The Juice, CNN's Oliver Darcy is reporting that Brian Ross and Rhonda Schwartz have decided to leave ABC News. And here's what's on tap for Trump's Tuesday. The president is having lunch with Secretary of Defense James Mattis. He will then head to the Greenbrier Resort in West Virginia, where he will deliver remarks for the salute to service dinner. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.